ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
In Tesis, we find that Tesis explains this, our Gemara says, Minayinu Asram and Atayra. The Gemara is asking, by a chaver. And b'chaver koni boiwi, Minayinu Asram and Atayra. And our Gemara is going according to the Mandomer, who holds chaver tzarech asra. Di b'sheine chaver, ho'inina asra, elahavchem ben shegilum ezid. That is the first pshat of Tesis. In other words, according to the first pshat in Tesis, this how needs asra. According to the Shita, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda holds chaver ein tzarech asra, is misfara. This that a regular person needs asra is a svara. One does not need a pasuk to mechadesh that there is a halacha of asra. Only if you are to argue on a Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda, and we are to say that even a chaver is tzarech asra, then one needs a pasuk to mechadesh a new halacha of asra. Since then, the asra is no longer coming. Lahavchem min shegig umezid. That is according to the first pshat of Tesis. Tesis goes on to say, "Nami yiboyway minon deva inon heimis teich deidibor." And Tesis in the second pshat is going that even if we are to say like the Shita of Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, that Asra is only lahavchim min shegi lamezit, but still one needs a chiddush of Asra that one has to be masra teich deidibor. Now, before we explain pshat in the second teretz of Tesis, I would first like to imaktim with the following machlokes harishenim. In Rashi, in Makas Navtes Manalaf, we find that Rashi says that a guy that was horag b'shegig is nerag, based on this, that a guy is einay tzarech asra. And since a guy is einay tzarech asra, from there one sees that a guy is nerag even b'shegig. On the other hand, the Rambam in Perikyon Mehokas Mulachim Ochelaf argues in Rashi, and the Rambam says that a guy who is shagag ba'achas mitzvaysav pater mikvom. And the Rambam goes on to say that only if the guy was karav l'mezid do we say that the guy is nerag, since ha'ilai v'lomad v'loi lomad. And so too we find that the Ramban argues in Rashi, and the Ramban says that if a guy was harag b'shegig, he is not nerag. Only if the guy was harag b'yasra do we say that the guy is nerag. From Rashi one clearly sees that Rashi understands that from this that a guy is nerag b'yasra, from there one can prove that so too a guy is nerag b'shegig. On the other hand, this that the other Rishonim argue is because the other Rishonim understand that even though a guy is nerag b'lo yasra, but still one cannot prove from there that a guy is nerag b'shegig. Now, one has to understand, by someone who is not a chaver, one needs a asra lahavchim ben shegig amazed. And therefore, by a guy without asra, he should be considered a regular shegig. And if he is nerag without asra, one should be able to prove that a guy is nerag even on an avera b'shegig like the Shita of Rashi. So to explain pshat in the Shita of the Rambam and the Ramban, okay, one can explain pshat in the Shita of the Rambam and the Ramban with one of two malachim. Either one can explain that from the Rambam and the Ramban one sees that even without asra, but still we assume that he is amazed. And this that we find, that by someone who is not a chaver, one needs asra lahavchim ben shegig amazed, is not because we assume he is a shegig, but rather the Torah was mechadish in the parasha of Asra al-Chiddush, that it is not enough just to assume that he is amazed, but rather one needs 100% clarification that he is amazed, and there is no tzad shegig. As long as there is a tzad shegig, then we cannot be mechayev someone misa by a guy that it was not in his chadish the parasha of Asra for that reason. One does not need a complete clarification that he is amazed in order to mechayev hamisa, but rather we are able to mechayev hamisa without a birur gomer. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the Rambam and the Ramban. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the Rambam and the Ramban is by saying that this one does not need a hasra by a guy is only because we say that a guy is chayim misa for hoyle wilmei v'lo lamad, and hoyle wilmei v'lo lamad is itself considered karav amazed, and a guy is chayim misa if he is karav amazed. And for that reason, a guy is chayim misa even without a hasra, since he is karav amazed, since hoyle wilmei v'lo lamad. In the parish of Asrael was in Schadish, that as far as Yisrael is concerned, Yisrael is only Chayim Misa if he's actually amazed. If he's just Karv amazed, that itself is not a reason to Mechayiv Yisrael Misa. And for that reason, Yisrael needs Asrael. That is another Mahalach, with which one can explain Pshat in the Shita, the Rambam, and the Ramban, and so too is Mefurish B'divrei HaRambam. Now getting back to Tesis again, Tesis explains Pshat, and this Argamar says, Minayin Vasra Minatira. Tesis explains Pshat and Argamar with one of two Malachim. Either Tesis explains that Argamar is referring to a Chaver, and Argamar is going according to Mount Amar, who holds Chaver as Sarech Asra, and for that reason Argamar asks, Minayin Vasra Minatira. In the second Pshat, Tesis explains that Argamar means to ask, Minayin Vasra Minatira, that one needs Asra Teichidei Dibor. In other words, Tesis is bothered by the following Kasha. What is Pshat in this? Our Gemara asks, Minayin Asra Minatira. But here this, that one needs Asra, is a Svara. Since one needs Asra, we have Chin Ben Shoigig Amazed. From Tesis, one sees that Tesis understands, like the Shita Rashi, that without Asra, one has a regular Shoigig. And we do not say that we assume that one is Amazed, and so too we do not say that a Shoigig is considered someone who is Karav Amazed. According to Tesis, this, that a guy is Nerag without Asra, is as we mentioned before, B'shitas Rashi, that a guy is nerag even b'shoigig. One does not need the guy to be amazed in order to be chayiv misa. According to the Rambam and the Ramban, on the other hand, that one can explain pshat in our Gemara, even if we are to say that only someone who is not a chaver is sarach hasra, but still one needs a makar for hasra, since otherwise we would say that one is chayiv misa even without hasra, just like a guy is chayiv misa even without hasra. Either because we say that we assume that one is amazed, or because we say that and therefore one is karav amazed. Tosfos Shitasei goes on to answer that the reason why one needs a pasuk to mechadesh hasra is either according to the Maan D'Amar who holds that even a chaver is sarach hasra, and the chaver is not considered a regular shaygig, and therefore one needs a pasuk to mechadesh that even a chaver who is not considered a regular shaygig also needs Asra, or Tesis in his second pshat goes on to say that one needs a pasuk to mechadesh and one needs Asra teich dei dibor. Okay, one can ask the following kasha on the second teretz of Tesis, as we find in the Gemara in Ksuvas Nafam Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara explains this, that one needs Asra teich dei dibor, is because otherwise they can say that they forgot the Asra. And therefore, if they can say that they forgot the Asra, then again they are considered a regular shaygig. And therefore, even without a pasuk, we should say that the Asra has to take place, Teich Dei Dibor. And so too one can ask, where does one see the pasuk that is Mechadesh Asra, that one needs Asra, Teich Dei Dibor? So to explain Pshat in the second Teretz of Tesis, one can say, based on this, that we find in the Ksais in Simen Chav Chesiv Katan Gimel, that the Ksais says, this, that one needs Asra, Teich Dei Dibor, is because even though really, we do not assume that the person who received Hasra forgot the Hasra l'achek de dibur, and for that reason we assume that he is amazed. But in order to be considered a good Hasra, it is not enough to just assume that one is amazed, but rather, like we mentioned before, one needs to be a varab of your garment that he is amazed, and one needs that there should not be any mokum suffic left that maybe is a shaygig. And for that reason one needs Hasra teich de dibur in order to be a varab of your garment that he is amazed. And he should not be able to say that I forgot the Asra. And that was the Chiddush, was in Schadish, in the parish of Asra. And for that reason, Tesis explains that one needs Teich Dei Dibor based on the Chiddush of Asra. Now let us go back to the first Teretz of Tesis. Again, Tesis says that one needs the Chiddush of Asra to mechadesh that even a Chaver is Sarech Asra. Now, here one can explain Pshat in the first Teretz of Tesis at one of two Malachim. Either one can explain that even a chaver, who we assume is amazed, but still there is a mokim safik left that maybe he is a shaygig, and for that reason one needs a chiddush v'asra to mechadesh, that as long as there is any mokim safik that maybe he is a shaygig, we cannot be mechayiv someone misa, and that is pshat in this, that a chaver is sarech asra, and even though that's that safek, by a chaver that maybe is a shegig, is a much smaller safek than this that one needs hasra teich ledibar. But still, there is a makim safek, and as long as there is any makim safek, that itself is a reason that one cannot be mechayiv someone misa. And so do we find in the Ksaris HaChayshin and Simen Chav Chesav Katan Gimel, where one can explain that according to the first Teretz of Tesis, this that a Chavir Sar Chesra has nothing to do with the fact that there is a Tzad Safik that maybe is a Shegig, but rather, even though there is no Tzad Safik that maybe is a Shegig, but still one needs Asra. According to the first Mahalach in the first Teretz of Tesis, the Machlekes HaTanoam if a Chavir Sar Chesra or not is a Machlekes if one needs a Birur Gomer that he is a Mezid, or as long as we have a right to assume that he is a Mezid, that itself is enough to mechayev someone Misa. The Beis Rabbi Huda understands that as long as we have a right to assume that he is a Mezid, that itself is enough to mechayev someone Misa. And for that reason, the Beis Rabbi Huda understands that a Chaver is Einai Tzarech Asra, and this that one needs Asra is a Svara. Without Asra, we have no reason to assume that he is a Mezid. On the other hand, according to Rabbanan, even if we have a right to assume that he is a Mezid, still one needs a Asra, since one needs a Birur Gomer that he is a Mezid. And as long as there is any Tzad Safik that maybe is a Shegig, that itself is enough. We cannot be Mechayev someone Misa. And for that reason, Rabbanan understand that even a Chaver Sarech Asra, according to the second Mahalach, in the first Pshat of Tesis, the Machloikes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda is a fundamental Machloikes as far as Asra. If the Asra is coming lahav chim bin shegig l'mezid, or the Asra has nothing to do with lahav chim bin shegig l'mezid, Rabbi Yehuda understands that Asra is coming lahav chim bin shegig l'mezid, and for that reason, a chaver is einai tzarech Asra. On the other hand, according to Rabbanan, who argue on Rabbi Yehuda, Asra has nothing to do with lahav chim bin shegig l'mezid, but rather even by chaver, who we know is a mezid, but still there is a lach of Asra, since in order to give an einish, one needs Asra. According to the first Teretz of Tesis, this that one needs Asra Teich De Dibor is even before we have a pasuk that is Mechadesh Asra Misfara, we will know that Asra has to be Teich De Dibor, since if the Asra was not Teich De Dibor, then we have a full-fledged Safek that maybe is a Shegig. In the Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Yubeis Halacha Beis, we find that the Rambam says as follows: Echad tamidei chachamim ve'echad amaretz harech asra shoinina asra elo lahav chim bein shegig lemezid shema shegig haya. From the Rambam, one clearly sees that even according to chachamim, who argue in Rabbi Yehuda and hold that a chaver is harech asra, but still the purpose of asra is lahav chim bein shegig lemezid. V'chayra, from the Rambam, one clearly sees, like the Ktzayis that we mentioned before, that even by a chaver there is a tzad that he is a shegig, and there is a tzad that he was shachach, and for that reason one needs a asra in order to have a birur gomer that he is a mezid. And for that reason, even though the purpose of asra is a half chim ben shegig a mezid, but still a chaver is sarech asra. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat b'shitas harambam. But l'chira, one has to understand, even if we are to say that by a chaver one still needs a Asra lahav chim bin shegig l'mezid. But what is pshat in this that the Rambam says? That a Talmud Chacham needs a Asra since we need a Asra lahav chim bin shegig l'mezid. If anything, this that we need a Asra lahav chim bin shegig l'mezid is the reason that a Chaver should not need a Asra. And even though one can say that by a Chaver himself one still has lahav chim bin shegig l'mezid, but that should not be a nesinas tam that a chaver needs asra since we need asra al lahav chim bin shegig l'mezid. But rather, the Rambam should say that even though we need asra al lahav chim bin shegig l'mezid, but still a chaver needs asra. So to explain pshat in the diuk lashon of the Rambam, we find the Rav Shach and Avi Ezri in Hilchos Sanhedrin explains pshat in the Rambam as follows: that if we would say that the din of asra is not lahav chim bin shegig l'mezid, but rather one needs a Asra in order to be nanash, and without a Asra one cannot be neschayv and einish, if so a chaver would not need Asra, since a chaver will be considered kemosra. Since as far as Asra, the shitas harambam is this, that even if he gave himself Asra, it is considered Asra, and Mustra Mipiatzmai is Kemustra Domi, which is how the Rambam explains Pshat and Gemara Makas on Dafav, and therefore a Chavar will be considered as if he is a Mustra. And from this, that a Chavar needs Asra according to the Shita of Rabbanan, the Rambam proves that even according to Rabbanan, Hasra is coming Lahavchim Min Chegil Amezid, and one needs Lahavchim Min Chegil Amezid even by a Chavar. And for that reason, the Rambam says that since I need na asra alahavchem min shegul amezid, for that reason a chaver is sarech asra. This that we mentioned before, that one can explain pshat and chachamim, that this chachamim understand that a chaver is sarech asra, is because chachamim understand that asra is not coming alahavchem min shegul amezid, but rather asra is coming in order to be nenash, and in order to be nenash one needs asra. That is only if we are to understand like the Shita of Rashi and Makas on the Vav, that in order to be considered Asra, one needs to be Moser Mipia Cherim. If the person gives himself Asra, he is not considered Kemosra. And therefore, even though a Chavar knows that what he is doing is Asr, but still it is not considered Asra. Since according to the Shita of Rashi, in order to be considered Asra, one needs Asra Mipia Cherim. So again, the first Mahalach Peshitas Rambam is this, that the Rambam understands that even by a Chavar one needs Hasra Lahavchim Ben Shegig Omezid, since there is a Tzad Shachach, and in order to Nevar Bevira Gomer, that he is Omezid, one needs Hasra. The second Mahalach, as far as how to explain Pshat Peshitas Rambam, is by saying that even though one has a Chavar, and even though since he is a Chavar, we have the right to assume that he is Omezid, but in order for someone to be chayv and einish, one needs to see from the maisa itself that he is amazed. And any side proofs that we happen to have to prove that he is amazed is not enough, but rather one needs to see from the maisa itself that he is amazed. And for that reason one needs hasra lahavchim min shegul amazed, since through hasra one sees in the maisa itself that he is amazed. The hasra itself is considered part of the maisa havera. And therefore, through the Asra, one sees in the Maisa itself that the Maisa is a Maisa Mezid. And for that reason, even a Chavar is Sarach Asra, since even though he is a Chavar, and therefore we have the right to assume that he is a Mezid, but that is considered a side proof which proves that he is a Mezid. We do not see in the Maisa Havera itself that the Maisa Havera is being done by Mezid. And for that reason, even a Chavar Sarach Asra Lahavchim Ben Shegig Mezid. And for that reason, so too one can say that one needs a Asra Teich Kdei Dibur of the Maisa Havera. Since only if the Asra was Teich Kdei Dibur of the Maisa Havera, do we consider the Asra part of the Maisa Havera, then now we see that the Maisa itself was done by Mezid. If the Asra is not considered part of the Maisa Avera, then even though we can assume that he is a Mezid, since there was Asra, but that still is not enough in order for us to see that the Maisa Avera itself was done a Mezid, but that itself will be considered a side proof that he is a Mezid, which is not enough according to the Shita of Rabbanan. According to this Mahalach, the Yisoid HaMachloikes between Rabbanan and Abiyisi Rabbi Yehuda's HaMachloikes, as far as how to understand the Tzerech of Asra. According to Reis Rabbi Huda, the purpose of Asra is in order to prove that the person is amazed. And as long as we have a proof that the person is amazed, that itself is enough. And therefore by a Chavar that we have the right to assume that he is amazed, for that reason the Allah is that a Chavar is Einai Tzerech Asra. On the other hand, according to Rabbanon, it is not enough that we have the right to assume that he is amazed, but rather one needs to see in the Maisa Avera itself that the Maisa Avera itself is being done b'mezid. And for that reason, even a Chavar is Sarach Asra, since the fact that he is a Chavar, and that itself is a raya that he is a mezid, is considered a side proof. And we do not see in the Maisa Avera itself that the Maisa Avera is being done b'mezid. In our Gemara, we find that there is a halacha that one needs Hiter Atzmai L'misa. Now before we explain Pshat in this, our Gemara says that there is a halacha that one needs Hiter Atzmai L'misa. I would first like to mention the following two Mahalachim of Tosfos. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara brings down the following halacha, Amar Rav Chanan, Eidei Naira Meirasa, Shehuzmu Einei Rogin, Mitoich Shechayim Weimer Lo'Yisra Abay Labanu. On this our Gemara asks, Va Asruba? Our Gemara answers, Lo'Yasruba. V'Lo'Yasruba Heichi Mektula. Our Gemara answers, "Beisha chavera, valibed Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda Omer chaver ein tzarich asra. Ofishonin na asra, alahavchin bein shoygeg lemezid." Tesis asks, "How can our Gemara explain that Rav Chanan is referring to an isha chavera? What happens to the halacha that one needs yater atzmi lemisa?" No, okay, one has to understand Pshat and Tesis. Why didn't Tesis ask this kasha on the ikra halacha of Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda? What is Pshat in this? Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda says, Chaver ein tzarich asra. What happens to the halacha v'yater atzmi lemisa? So clear from Tesis one sees that Tesis understands that as far as the ikra halacha of Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda, one can say that even though a chaver is einay tzarech hasra, but still a chaver has to be mater atzmei lamisa. And therefore, Tesis cannot have asked on the ikra halacha of Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda that what happens to the halacha that one needs yater atzmei lamisa, since one can say that the chaver himself has to be mater atzmei lamisa. But as far as halacha Rav Chanan, one cannot say, we're referring to a case that the isha chavera was materis atzmei lamisa, since if so again, how can Adim say La Israel Baila Banu, if as far as La Israel Baila, it does not make any difference whatsoever that the Isha was Materis Atzmo Misa, and therefore if the Adim say that the Isha was Materis Atzmo Misa, that itself is a Raya, that they are not only coming La Israel Baila, and for that reason Tesis asks, on this our Gemara says, V'Isha Chaveo, what happened to this that one needs Yater Atzmo Misa? But now, one has to understand, or Tesis understands, in the Ikra Locha Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda, the one can say that we're referring to a case that the Chaver was Mater Atzmi L'misa, that itself should be considered Asra. If he says, I am doing the Maisa even though I know that with this Maisa I will be Chai Misa, and I am doing it Al Das Kain, that itself should be considered Asra. So to explain Pshat and Tesis, one has to say that Tesis understands, like the Shita, Rashi, and Makis that we mentioned before in Daf Vav, that in order to be considered Asra, one needs to be Musra Mipi Acherim, and not to be Musra Mipi Atzmai. If he gives himself Asra, he is not considered Kamusra. Asra Mipi Atzmai is not considered a good Asra. And for that reason, even though he was Mater Atzmai Lamisa, the fact that he was Mater Atzmai Lamisa, that itself will not be considered Asra. That is a chaya, what one sees with Shitas HaTesis. But now a chaya one has to understand, as far as Lahavchim bin Shegig Lamezid, why shouldn't Asra mi Piatzmai be considered Asra? And even if he gave himself Asra, but that itself should be enough to prove that he is amazed. So from Rashi and Tesis, a chaya one clearly sees that Al Atzad, that a chaver is Sarech Asra. This that a chaver is sarech asra is because asra is not coming lahavchim min shegig lemezid, but rather there is a halacha of asra, and one needs asra in order to get an einish. And as far as this asra that one needs asra in order to get an einish, there are halachas as far as how the asra has to be administered, and the asra has to be administered al yedei acherim and not mipi atzmai. That is a chaya, what one sees b'shitas Rashi and Tesis. Now getting back to Tesis's kasha again, Tesis asks, how can our Gemara say v'isha chaveira, what happened to the halacha that one needs to be mater atzmei lemisa? Tesis answers his kasha with one of two malachim. The first malach of Tesis is this, that according to Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda understands one does not need sheyater atzmei lemisa. That is the first teretz of Tesis. The second teretz of Tesis is this, that inami chaver ki'ilu hiter atzmei. Now before we explain Pshat in these two Tirutz and Rotesve, let us go back to the Ikra Halacha of this, where our Gemara says that one needs to be Mater Atzmei Lemisa. What is Pshat in this? That one needs to be Mater Atzmei Lemisa. So to explain Pshat in this, that one has to be Mater Atzmei Lemisa even though he was already Mekabel Olav Hasra, we find a number of Mahalchim. In the Meiri we find that the Meiri explains Pshat as follows. The Meiri first explains this, that one needs Kibo Olav Hasra. And the Meiri explains this, one needs Kibo Olav Hasra, Sheishrocha Shemshasak Leihevim Basra. The Meiri goes on to explain this, that one needs, that he has a Mater Atzmei Lemisa, is because of Fiwo Kibo Shemasavar Hu Shederech Leichacha Hu Oimer Kain. In other words, even though he was Makabel Olav Hasra, but still one needs to be Mater Atzmei Lemisa, since otherwise we will say that he thinks that the other person is just giving him mussar. And for that reason, one needs to matter atzmei l'misa. In the Archoner, in Makas Nafavim, we basically find that the Archoner explains this, so one needs to matter atzmei l'misa with a different malach. And the Archoner explains that if he was not matter atzmei l'misa, then maybe he would have been perish meyiras ha'inesh. And from this, he was matter atzmei l'misa, from there one sees that he would not have been perish meyiras ha'inesh. That is how the Archoner explains Pshat in this, that one needs yater atzmei l'misa. According to the Mahalach of the Meiri, this, that one needs yater atzmei l'misa, is a chilek of being mekabel olav ha'asra, in order for us to say that he was mekabel olav ha'asra. And he does not think that it's teichacha ba'alma, for that reason one needs yater atzmei l'misa. On the other hand, according to the Archoner, there are two halachas. First of all, one needs mekabel olav ha'asra, and then one needs to matter atzmei l'misa, because otherwise he would have said that ula yifresh miyiras ha'inesh. According to these two mahalchem, this, that one needs to matter atzmei l'misa, is in order to be considered a complete mezid. According to Miri, if he was not matter atzmei l'misa, then we are missing the kibel of asra, and for that reason, one does not have the asra lahavchem ben shegig l'mezid. According to Archoner, without this, that he was matter atzmei l'misa, he is considered a shegig, since maybe he would have been perish meyiras ha'inesh. V'chayu, according to both of these mahalchem, one would not need to say al menas kein ani oisa in order for someone to matter atzmei l'misa. Or one would have to say, is this that he knows that with this maisa he will be neschayiv misa? But he would not have to say, as Rashi says, that he is doing the maisa al menas kein sheischayiv misa. And so too, according to both of these Malachim, v'chira, the halacha of yater atzmei l'misa is not only halacha as far as misa is concerned, but even as far as other ancient. For example, Malkus, one will need to matter atzmei l'malkus. And so too, v'chira is mefurish from Rashi later on in Daf Pe'al from a base with Dibur Hamaskal Hisru. On the other hand, in the Chuvas Chatashoni, Simon Yud Zayin. And so too is mefurish in the Chuvas Harash Mechilag Dalet, Simon Kovtes. We find that the halacha of yater atzmei only applies to misa, not to malchus. So here from the Chuvas HaRashbam clearly sees that the Rashbam understands that the halacha of yater atzmei l'misa is not because we say that without being mater atzmei l'misa, there is something missing in the asra. But rather, the Rashbam understands that there is a new halacha as far as misa, that he has to be mater atzmei l'misa. Now as far as how to explain this, Rashi says, that one has to say al das kein ani oisa, and to explain pshat in this, that the Rashba says that halacha v'yater atzmei only applies to misa, not to other ancient. But here one can explain pshat with one of two mahalchim. In the Argodol, in Siman Aleph, we find that the Argodol explains this, so one needs to matter atzmei l'misa, is because by saying al das kein ani oisa, he is a mumer lahachis. He is doing the aveira al das kein. And in order to be chayim misa, one needs to be a mumer lahachis. That is how the Argodol explains pshat in the halacha v'yater atzmei l'misa, and that is how the Argodol explains that one needs to say al das kein ani oisa, like we find in Rashi. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the halacha v'yater atzmei l'misa is by saying that in order to be chayim atzmei l'misa, one needs that he should be considered ready like a mace. As we find, the Rashi explains pshat in the drush of the Gemara. The Gemara explains what is a makar that one needs that he has to matter atzmei l'misa meravavite mechizka merkar yumas hames achiyater atzmei l'misa. Rashi explains that yumas hames mashma kvar hu kames koydem shabala beistin shechiev atzmei misa befev. And for that reason, one can say that one needs to say adas kein ani yisa. And so too, this halacha will only apply to misa, not to malchus. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat and halacha v'yater atzmei l'misa. From this that we find, as you mentioned before, the Rashi understands that halacha v'yater atzmei l'misa applies to malchus as well. One cannot say, according to Rashi, that the yisod of v'yater atzmei l'misa is because one needs he should be considered like a mace in order to be chayim misa. Since had that been the case, then ocher the halacha v'yater atzmei will only apply to misa, not to malchus. So b'shitas Rashi, one has to say the Rashi is just coming to a mefarish a drasha, And Rashi is coming to Nefarish, where does one see in the Pasuk of Yumas HaMeis that one needs Yater, Atzmil, Misa? For that reason, Rashi explains that HaMeis is Mashma Kvar HuMeis, and that is accomplished with this, that he was Mater, Atzmil, Misa. But if not for Rashi and the Afpeal from a base, I could say that that itself is the reason why one needs to hear Mater, Atzmil, Misa, in order that he should be considered already like a mace. So again, we have two basic mahalchim as far as how to explain this, that one needs Yater, Atzmil, Misa. Either one can explain this, that one needs Yater, Atzmil, Misa, is because without being Mater, Atzmil, Misa, then there is something missing in the Asra. On the other hand, one can explain this, that one needs Yater, Atzmil, Misa, is because in order to be Chayim Misa, one needs to be Mater Atzmil Misa. And the halacha of Yater Atzmil Misa is not a halacha in Ochas Asra, but rather it is a halacha in Chayim Misa. Now as far as how to explain this, that one needs Yater Atzmil Misa, in order that the Asra should be considered Asra, as we mentioned, one can explain Pshat at one of two Mahalchim. Either because, as long as he was not Mater Atzmil Misa, he can say that he thought it was only a Teichacha Ba'oma, which is a sheet of the Meiri, or one can explain, as our Choner says, that if not for this, he was Mater Atzmil Misa, then maybe he would have been Purish Meiras HaEinesh. Now, to explain Pshat in the second Malach, that the halacha of Yater Atzmil Misa is halacha in Chiyah Misa, that in order to Mechayev HaMisa, one needs that he was Mater Atzmil Misa, either one can explain, as our Gadol explains, that one needs Yater Atzmil Misa, in order that he should be considered a mumma lahaches, or one can explain that one needs Yater Atzmil Misa in order that he should be considered kameis. Now getting back to Taisus, again Taisus has two tzadim. If according to Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda one needs to Yater Atzmil Misa, according to the first out of Taisus, Roshitas Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda one does not need to Yater Atzmil Misa. On the other hand, according to the second Mahalach of Taisus, according to Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda one needs to Yater Atzmil Misa, just by chaver, one does not need to Yimater Atzmil Misa. Now, l'chir the shayla of Tesis, if a chaver is considered kilohiter Atzmil Misa or not, is dependent upon the tutstan that we mentioned before as far as this, that one needs to Yimater Atzmil Misa. If we are to understand this, that one needs to Yimater Atzmil Misa, is because without being Mater Atzmil Misa, then something is missing in the Asra. Then by a chaver shenir tzarech ha'asra, for that reason, it is pashat that so to by a chaver one will not need, that the chaver shenir mater atzmil misa. This that Tesis in his first had understands, that had Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda understood that there is a lacha v'yater atzmil misa, then so to a chaver sheniti mater atzmil misa, is a chaver because Tesis in his first had understands that the lacha v'yater atzmil misa is not a lacha in hochas asra, but rather it is a lacha in chiyah misa. In order to mechayev someone misa, one needs that the person was mater atzmil misa, and therefore the halacha of yater atzmil misa should apply to chaver as well. And for that reason, Tesis in his first set explains that according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, there is no such halacha that one needs to mater atzmil misa. So again, l'chir the two tzadim of Tesis are dependent upon these two mahalach as far as how to explain this that one needs yater atzmil misa. Now, according to the first Mahalach of Tesis, Ochea comes out that there are two machlekesim between Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbanon. The first machlekes is if a chaver is sarach hasro or not, but then there is another machlekes as well. If one needs to matter atzmil misa, that according to Chachamim, one needs to matter atzmil misa. On the other hand, according to Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda, one does not need to matter atzmil misa. Now, Ochea, one has to understand, what is the common denominator between these two machleiksim? L'chir, one machleikas has nothing to do with the other. So to explain the tzad hashava between these two machleiksim, l'chir, one can say as follows. That Tesis understands that the machleikas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda is the fundamental machleikas as far as how to understand Ein Shei Beis Din. Do we understand that as long as someone is amazed, automatically he is chayv in Einish? Or do we say that even if someone is amazed, but in order to be chayev, ayin shei beis, one needs that certain conditions are met? Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda understands that as long as someone is amazed, automatically he is chayev and einish, and beis din are the ones that carry out the einish that he is chayev. And for that reason, as long as he is amazed, even without asra, and even without this, that he was mater atzmi l'misa, but still he is chayev and einish, and Beis Din are the ones who carry out the Einesh that he is Mechuyiv. On the other hand, according to Rabbanon who argue on Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbanon understand that even if someone is a mazid, for example a chaver, but still without asra, we cannot give him a neinish, from there one sees that being a mazid by itself is not enough. But rather, when he's based into mechayev him in einish, and in order for based into mechayev him in einish, there are certain conditions that have to be met. One of the conditions is this, that there was asra. And according to Rabbanon, there is another condition as well, and that is that he was mater atzmei lemisa. That is okay, one of the mehalchim with which one can explain the connection between these two machleksim. In the Gemara that find base on our base, we find that the Gemara has the following shaila: if a roidif is sarech hasra or not. Rav Huna says that a roidif does not need hasra. Rashi explains this according to Rav Huna: roidif is einait sarech hasra. It's because einina hasra elo when you base under imati or miktleim harag belay hasra. Now, everyone has to understand Pshat and Rashi. Why did Rashi explain that the reason why according to Rav Huna roidif is einait sarech hasra is because entire halacha of Asra is only linyan based in? Why did Rashi explain that the reason why a roidif is einai tzarech Asra is because a roidif b'shegig is also considered a roidif? As if Huna says that a katan a roidif is nitin latziloi b'nafshay, and so too, if not for this, that we say mishamaya karadfilei, by an ober shatzereishay, we will consider the ober as a roidif. So from Rashi, one clearly sees that Rashi understands that even if we are to say that a shegig is considered a roidif, and one does not need to be a mazid to be considered a roidif, but still there is a tzati mechayev hasra had the einish bin an einish me ein she based in, which is okay according to the shita of Rabbanon, who understand that even a chaver is sarach hasra, and Rashi understands that according to Rabbanon this that a chaver is sarach hasra is not because one needs asra lahavchim in shegig lemezid, but rather it is halacha in ein she based in. And it is halacha in hilchas based in that in order for based in to give an einish, one needs asra. And for that reason, this halacha will not apply to a roidif. Rav Chista on the other hand argues, and Rav Chista understands that a roidif is sarech asra. The Gemara goes on to say, Neima Mesheye le Roidev she Roidev achar chaveri lo hargay oimoi rei she Yisrael hu uben brisu vatera omer shefech dam ha'adam ba'adam dome yishafech. Now to explain this, that the Gemara says, Neima Mesheye le, we find a tremendous machlokes harishenim. Rashi explains that the Gemara is bringing a raya to Rav Huna that a Roidev is einai tzarech hasra. And the raya to Rav Huna that a Roidev is einai tzarech hasra is from this, that even though they told the roidif reishi sohu ben brisu atayama shefech dam adam ba adam dami yishafech, but the roidif was not mekabel olav hasra, and the roidif was not matter atzmei lemisa. And from this, then one sees that the roidif does not have to be mekabel olav hasra, and the roidif does not have to be matter atzmei lemisa. From there, the Gemara wants to prove that a roidif is einai tzarech hasra. Bukhair from Rashi one clearly sees that Rashi understands that halacha v'yater atzmei lemisa is halacha in hilchas hasra, and for that reason, from this, that a roidif doesn't have to be matter atzmei lemisa. From there, the Gemara wants to prove that a roidif is einai tzarech hasra. But if someone has to understand what is pshat in the dechia of the Gemara goes on to be deicha the rai by saying that really a roidif is tzarech hasra, and this that a roidif doesn't have to be mekabel olav hasra, and this that a roidif doesn't have to be matter atzmei lemisa is going according to the shita of Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a chaver is einai tzarech hasra, which Rashi explains to mean that according to Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda there is no halacha that one needs to be mekabel olav hasra, and so too according to Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda there is no halacha that one has to be matter atzmei lemisa, which is the first mahalach of Tosfos in our sugya, that according to Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda there is no halacha that one has to be matar atzmei lemisa. Now if we are to understand that halacha v'yater atzmei lemisa is halacha in hilchas hasra, if so, what is the raya for Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda? The one does not need to be mekabel olav hasra, and one does not need to be matar atzmei lemisa. So from Rashi one clearly sees that Rashi understands that halacha of mekabel olav hasra and yater atzmei lemisa is not halacha in hilchas hasra, but rather it is halacha in hilchas chiyuv einshim, then in order to be chayiv in einish, one needs to mekabel olav hasra to matter atzmei lemisa. And for that reason, from this, Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda says that a chaver is einay tzarech hasra, and all one needs hasra is lahavchim min shegu amazed from there one sees that there are no conditions that have to be met in order for Beis Din to be able to mechayev someone in einesh. As long as someone is amazed automatically, he is chayev in einesh, like we explained before, v'shitas hataisvis. This, I think, more before wants to prove. That from this, that one sees that a reidif doesn't have to makabal all of Asra and does not have to matter out to Misa. That so true, a reidif does not need Asra, is because of Chisto understands that a reidif is sarech Asra, this, that a reidif is sarech Asra, is because the einesh of a reidif is considered an einesh me ein she beistin. And for that reason, one needs Asra, and so too one should need to makabal all of Asra and to matter at Misa. That is Zocher the Mahalach B'Shitas Rashi. So again, Rashi explains this, I think Gemara says. Neima Mesayele is this, I think Gemara is coming to bring you right, that a Reidif is Einay Tzarech Hasra. From this, that a Reidif doesn't have to be Makabo of Hasra. And from this, that a Reidif doesn't have to be Matar Atzmei L'Misa. On the other end, in the Me'iri, we find that the Me'iri argues in Rashi. And the Me'iri explains Pshat and Gemara with a different Mahalach. The Me'iri explains Neima Mesayele is this, that the Gemara is coming to bring a riot to Rav Chisda, and the Gemara is coming to bring a riot that a Reidif is Sarech Hasra, and the Gemara's riot that a Reidif is Sarech Hasra, is from this that we tell the Reidif, Re'eish Yisrael hu uben briswa teriomer sheifech dam ha'adam ba'adam dam yishafech. The Me'iri goes on to say that even if we are to say that a Reidif is Sarech Hasra, but still Reidif, will not have to be makabel of Asra and a Reidif, will not have to be matter at Milamisa. This, that even if we are to say that a Reidif is Sarech Asra, but still a Reidif, will not have to be makabel of Asra and will not have to be matter at Milamisa, is because the Miri understands, like the Shita of Rashi, that these two halaches are halaches in Hilchis Ein She Beistin, and these two halaches are halaches in Hilchis Beistin. And for that reason, by a Reidif, that the Einish that is taking place is not an Einish me Einche Basin. For that reason, there is no Lacha that he has to be Makabal of Asra, and he has to be Matar Atzmei L'Misa. The entire Machoikis between the Me'iri and Rashi is a Machoikis. If according to the Mandamar that a Reidif is Sarech Asra, do we say that the Einish that is taking place is an Einish me Einche Basin, or do we say that the Einish that is taking place is not an Einish me Einche Basin? According to this Mahalach, the Gemara is Deich Adarayah by saying, Hahi Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda hi. And according to Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda, it is Pasha that a Reidif is Sarech Hasra. In other words, this, that according to Avuna, Reidif is Einay Tzarech Hasra, is only according to Rabbanon, who understand that Talacha of Hasra has nothing to do with Ohavchim Ben Shegul Amazed. But rather, even without Hasra, we assume that one is Amazed. This, that one needs Hasra, is only Halacha in Ein She Beistin, and therefore Reidif is Einay Tzarech Hasra, since by Reidif what is taking place is an Einish, which is not me Ein She Beistin. For that reason, the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda understands that Hasra is Lahavchim Ben Shegig Lamezid. For that reason, it is Pasha that a Reidif is Tzarech Hasra, in order Lahavchim Ben Shegig Lamezid. That is Ocher the Mahalach of the Me'iri, Besugis Hagmar and Afayim Beis, and so to Ocher is the Mahalach of the Gemara according to the second Pshat of Taisis. So again, from Rashi and the Me'iri, it comes out that the Halacha Mekabel of Asra and the Halacha Viatir Atzmi L'Misa is Halacha Mehilchas Beistin, and not Halacha Mehilchas Asra. And so too, from Rashi and the Me'iri, it comes out that the Machlokes between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda is a fundamental machlokes as far as how to understand Hasra. Is Hasra a halacha lahavchim min shegul amezid, which is how Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda explains Hasra, or do we understand that the halacha of Hasra is a halacha mehilchas beistin, that in order for beistin to give an einish, one needs that the person received Hasra? From the Me'iri, one sees an added chiddush as well, that even without Hasra, still we assume that the person is amezid. One does not need Hasra lahavchim ben shegig lamezid, and for that reason, a Reidif will not need Hasra. Now let's go on to the next sugya. As we mentioned before, our Gemara brings down the following halacha of Chanan Eidei Nariya Meirasa Shehuzmu Einei Ragin Miteich Shechem Weimer Laisra by Rabbanu. For that reason, Einei Ragin. Our Gemara asks, Va'asruba. Our Gemara answers, Delay Asruba. Our Gemara goes on to say, "V'liasba heichi miktula." Our Gemara answers, "V'isha chavera v'aliba derbeisi Rabbi Yehuda." In Tesis, he formed after test on a base, and so too we find Barichos in the Teres Chaim in our sugya. That they explain, this Rav Chanan says that the Edom can say La Yisrael by La Banu, and for that reason, Hozmu Eine Rogin is only if it is Efshir Liye Zeh Beloy Zeh, for example, in our Gemara, that they did not know that she was a Chavira, but if they knew that she was a Chavira, and the Lach is a Chavira's Eine Tzarech Hasra, then they cannot say La Yisrael by La Banu. Since the Efshir Zeh Beloy Zeh, for that reason, we will say him Hozmu Ne Rogin. In other words, according to the Shita of Tesis, this that we say Mhozmu Narogin, and they can say La Yisrael by Labanu, is because they can say that we thought that she would not be Neschaiva Misa, since we did not know that she was a Chavira. Or wherever it is the Yavshul Azeh B'Loizeh, then they cannot say La Yisrael by Labanu, but rather they came to accomplish whatever their Eidos could accomplish. That is the Shita of Tesis. In Rashi and Arsugi on the other end, we see that Rashi is Chelok on Tesis. Rashi explains, this Rav Gemara says, Va'asruba, is because Yomru Hesrinu Ein Hasra Elo Lahamis, Vesuimatsu and Meimar Leila Haragabanu. From Rashi, one clearly sees that Rashi understands that a given Hasra, the reason why they cannot say La'isal Ba'alabanu, is because from this that they said that they gave Hasra, from there it is Pashet, that they were not just coming La'Yisrael Baila, since as far as La'Yisrael Baila, it is not necessary for them to say that they gave Hasra. So from Rashi, one clearly sees that Rashi understands that even where it is Yavshul Azeb Lo'Izeb, but still they can say La'Yisrael Baila Banu. Well, here one can explain Pshat and Machlekes between Rashi and Tesis as follows. That the Machlekes is as far as how to understand the Chiddush of Rav Chanan, this that Rav Chanan says. That the Edom can say, well, Yisrael by Labanu, for that reason, Hozmu Inerogin. Does that mean to say that the Chiv of Edom Zeman is for their Zomam? And since the Chiv of Edom Zeman is for their Zomam, for that reason, we only pay attention to whatever they were Zomam to do, and for that reason they can say, well, Yisrael by Labanu? Or do we understand that the Chiddush of Chanan is this? We do not look at what the Raiders could have accomplished, but rather we only pay attention to the Guf HaEidos. Rashi understands Rav Chanan was Mechadesh, that the Chiyuv is for their Zomam, and therefore all we pay attention to is their Zomam. And as long as they can say La'o Yisrael Baila Bono, for that reason their Zomam was La'o Yisrael Baila, and since their Zomam was La'o Yisrael Baila, for that reason Allah is Hozmu Ein HaRogit. And in order to Mechayiv their Misa, one needs to see that their Zomam was for Misa. This that Tesis argues on Rashi is because Tesis understands that the Chiddush of Chanan was just this, we do not pay attention to the possible outcome of the Eidos, but rather we only pay attention to the Guf HaEidos. And therefore if they thought that she was not a Chavira, then their Eidos is Eidos L'Yisrael Baila, and not Eidos L'Hariga. And even though Beis Din knows that she is a Chavira, and therefore Beis Din will be mechayev her misal pi the eidos, but still the chiyuv of eidim zayimim is only for the guf ha'eidos and not for the possible outcome of their eidos. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat in this machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat and machlekes between Rashi and Tesis is by saying that both Rashi and Tesis agree that the chiyuv of eidim zayimim is dependent upon their eidos, whatever their eidos was. We are mechayiv them if they are huzmu. This Rashi understands that they can say La'o Yisrael by Labanu, even if they will know that the Isha is an Isha Chavira and a Chavir is Einei Tzarech Hasra, is because Rashi understands that the Chiddush of Chanan was this, that whatever they were Zomam to do, that is considered their Eidos. If they were Zomam lesser Isha Baila, then their Eidos is an Eidos lesser Isha Baila. And even though the outcome of their Eidos is this, that we will kill the Isha, but still their Eidos remains an Eidos lesser Isha Baila, and for that reason the Allah is a Mhuzmu Einerogin. Tesis on the other end argues because Tesis understands that just because there is Zomam lesser Isha Baila, that does not change the Eidos. Their Zomam does not affect their Eidos, and therefore their Eidos remains an Eidos on the Ariga of the Isha. Based on this Mahalach, one can answer Tesis's Kasha before on Daf Tes Amud Beis.
We are now, Bezus Hashem, up to the Gemara and Daf Mem Aleph.
Our Gemara is a continuation of the Gemara before in the bottom of Daf Mem Amud Beis. In the Gemara before in the bottom of Daf Mem Amud Beis, we find that the Gemara brings down the following halacha, Tanu Rabbanan. We ask the Eidim Akir Matamaisai, Nachri Harag, Yisrael Harag, Hisraisim by Kibel Olav Hasra, Hitter Atmel Misa, Hamitz Besich de Dibur, Ha Avid of a Desirous, Miavad Opar Avad, Remarkulis Avad. And our Gemara goes on to say, Amar Ua, Minayin or Asram and Atirish, Nemar V'isha, Sheikach, Asachlisi, Basaviv, Ibasimai, Viroes, Arvasa. O Tabriya Talimosa, Ela Ad, Sheiru, Taimai, Sholdover. Imeinu, Inu, Akuris, Taneo, Inu, Malkus.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.